had multiple chances to win the race and just didn't get that fortune. Caution's not going our way. So, you know, this team definitely has all the makings of it. I mean, Denny's just doing a phenomenal job as a driver, and you know, the cars are, the new Toyota Camry's really giving us a lot to work with, and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing is just really pulling the rope and excited to win races. And I just can't say enough about our pit crew and all the work they've went through, and you know, everybody here at the racetrack with the 11 car week in and week out, just how much fun we're having doing this. And that's what it takes. So, you know, that's what it takes to win races, and winning races wins championships. And really, that's all the 11's focused on, is winning races.
And does it weigh a little bit more to do it against another championship contender in Larson, whether it's beating him off pit road or beating him there when he was gaining at the end?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hendrick Motorsports is clearly at the top of their game right now as well. And I just think so much of Kyle Larson's talent and Cliff's leadership with the five, and you know, what a top-notch team. And it's at a racetrack that really defines a driver's ability to dig down and get after it and wrestle one of these 3,500-pound cars around. There's only a few racetracks as hard as this one. Bristol and Darlington come to mind, and then this one's right up there next to it. So to see Denny be able to persevere in those situations and just flat out take it, just take the win, two restarts in a row, just take it and take control of the race against a team of that caliber, I'm really proud of him.
We're also now joined by today's race winning owner, Joe Gibbs. We'll go to Bob Pockers next and then come up front.
Chris, everybody said yesterday that you can't really rely on practice because different temperatures and just the change. So I'm curious, how much did you rely on practice to determine what you were doing today versus historical Dover?
Thanks for the pick, Bob. I don't know what your win percentage is, but we appreciate contributing to it today. Huh? Yeah, every lap on the racetrack, you better be learning something. If you don't learn something, you're falling behind. The difficulty is discerning what it is that you're actually learning and how and when to apply it. But you better be learning something every lap. So anyone that thinks yesterday's practice was a throwaway, in my opinion, is just flat out wrong. Every lap you're on a racetrack, you better learn something.
We'll go up front and then to Mark Garrow.
Today, question for Coach Gibbs. Coach, obviously this season it's been a back and forth battle between you guys and Hendrick Motorsports. Now, as an organization, 5 wins in 2024. How does it feel to get this one done in a head-to-head per se with Hendrick, and how does it feel to have all 4 cars right now battling and competing in 3 cars with wins already this year?
Well, I think first of all of us really respect Rick and Hendrick and all their teams over there. They've done a fantastic job. So to get head to head with them and us to come out on top, they've won, we've won, but it's a real battle there. But I'm really thrilled with where Denny is, and Chris, you know, he was talking about it. At this point in his career, for him to be after it the way he is, he's in there with Chris, he's in the simulator, he is, you know, improved at a couple of places where he felt like he was off. He took it upon himself in road racing. And so I got to tell you, in pro sports, it's hard to get it all together. But I think this team, the 11 team, with Chris's leadership, really right now, I feel so comfortable going to the racetrack. And that's hard to get. So just appreciate all of our guys. As in this sport, we know it's all really different. You got to have 4 teams working together to solve the problems. Then when you get to the racetrack, you know, it's everybody on their own trying to win it. I just appreciate all of our people, everybody back home. Appreciate Toyota. The other thing for us, that's Mavis on that car. And they're a new sponsor for us. And for us to be able to shake the hands we did, make the phone calls we did, it's just a huge deal for us in our sport. Every time we hang our banners there and we get our people together, I tell them how important that is, because we got a lot of people that depend on the sponsors. Our sport's unlike any other sport in that they were on that car today for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and you don't get that in other sports. And so it's just really proud for all of us at our race team, and it's everybody pulling together.
Go to Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. This is both for Chris and Coach. With the way you have started the year, Hendrick has started the year, you're not leaving much oxygen at the top for everybody else. Do you see this season playing out? I mean, we're 11 races in now. It's no longer, you know, kind of if, what, it's a trend. You guys are both trending towards the top. All four teams are running well, both sides. Do you see this as a season-long thing right to the end?
Yeah, for me, I think this is, like you talked about, we're 25% of the way in. And I definitely think there's other teams that are going to step up out there and make their presence felt. I think we have got off to a good start, Hendrick and us. But now I think this is very competitive, and I think that's what we'll see as we go forward.
Yeah, and for me, fortunately, I've been in this position before now where, you know, our team's on a roll and, you know, we're kind of dominating the season at a point like us and the four did in 2020. There for the middle part of the season in 2020, it was the 11 or the four every week. And I can tell you how that ended. The four did not make the championship four, and the 11 almost did not. So, you know, I know Coach has been a part of so many of these situations where when you're on top, at a sports top level, everyone's shooting at you. No one wants to see it. None of these teams are happy about it, and they're all working their guts out to try to get there. So this is I want it to last forever, and we will work our guts out to make sure it does. And we've had a great run on this 11 team over the years, but you know, this is not permanent, and it'll end at some point, and we're just going to work every week to try to keep it from ending.
I also think about last year. We come down to the end, Fords have been off some, and they swept Phoenix. So that's how close this is.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach or Chris? We'll go back to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio behind one of these pillars here, Chris. You give pep talks to Denny quite a bit, and the guy sitting next to you gave pep talks to a lot of people over the years quite a bit as well. How has that process for you as a crew chief and a leader of the team and kind of a guy that can get Denny going in the right direction, how has that process evolved for you over the last several years?
I don't know. I mean, for me, I just start with being genuine and telling the truth. I think that's always a great foundation for anything, is being genuine and speaking the truth. And everything I tell him, I believe. You know, I'm doing the best I can for the 11 car at any given moment, any given hour, any given day, any given week. And you know, you have to prove yourself to someone as decorated as Denny's career had been when I found him in 2019. But I think, you know, we've spent a lot of years together now proving ourselves to each other. And you know, I think he trusts that when I say something, I mean it, and I have the best of intentions in mind, and vice versa. And you know, we just work at a really high level professionally because of that.
Any additional questions? We'll go back to Jeff.
Air blocking becoming such an accepted tool that has to be in every driver's tool bag to go to the end of these races. Kyle Larson said that maybe one thing that would potentially help with that, if it needs to be helped, is getting rid of the mirrors that they can just see out of and defend so easily. Do you have any thoughts on that either way?
I've never heard that. I've never heard that take. So I'd have to think about that particularly a little bit. But one thing I want to say for sure is it's just the evolution of the sport. So we just left Talladega. We've seen what direction that racing has evolved to. 20 years ago, a Talladega race, I mean, we went through a phase where we were tandem drafting, and, you know, way back when, you know, you'd have six cars finish on the lead lap strung out all over the track. So the sport is evolving like any sport would, and aero blocking is no different. And aero blocking would have been just as effective 5 years ago, it was, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. If the drivers had learned to perfect it back then the way they have now. So I don't entirely think it has anything to do with the vehicle being driven, as it is the drivers driving them and their acute awareness of physics and how well it works when you take the guy's air behind you. So getting rid of tools would be interesting. I'll call the camera a tool. We've talked some about SMT data in different ways of trying to create disparity. So I'd have to give that some thought. But right now, these are the rules we play with, and I'm really proud of Denny for executing at a high level today.
All right, Coach and Chris, thank you very much, and congrats again.